Back in 2014, when Israel initiated a military operation against Gaza, they killed 2,200 Palestinians, including more than 550 Palestinian children. And that does create a sentiment within Gaza of people who want vengeance. And that's why you see people, some people, react to October 7th as saying, what do you expect after everything that Gaza has endured at the hands of Israel? And right now, we're putting our finger precisely on the point, is that if we want to compare atrocities back and forth, frankly, I don't think Israel fares very well, because there's no question that Hamas has committed atrocities against Israelis, but Israel's atrocities against Palestinians have been far greater, far more frequent, and extend over a much longer period of time.
Okay.
And if we're serious, just last point, Piers, that is really important.
Yeah.
If we're serious about wanting to end these atrocities, you have to deal with the underlying problem. And the underlying problem is that Israel's recipe for Palestinians says they are not allowed to ever be free. They must live under siege and occupation forever.